This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that, and almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com, and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
Like 25 years ago, a reality show is like, listen, it's 30 people on an island. Last one standing gets $1 million. That's the show. That's it. Now it's gotten so complicated. It's like 100 singles, 20 horses, 4 abandoned cruise ships, a witch. Whoever gets voted into the Verizon Wireless Secret Bake Off, presented by Pepsi Wireless, before they're kidnapped by the Masked King, wins $8,000. The prices are they've gotten very low. The prices have gotten very low.
August 22nd, 2025. It is the wake-up call. Gavin, Katie, Kevin, we are here and so are you. Ah, thank you for either waking up or getting ready to go to bed with us. It's very nice. This morning, Katie came in with a cake and a butterfly balloon. For my birthday, that was pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
Why a butterfly?
Because of the Crazy Town song.
Oh, right. Yes.
What's that?
Sugar, baby.
Come, my baby. Come,
my baby. Oh, that one.
I appreciate that. And then this morning, I realized how many celebrities have a birthday today. So many. Way more than normal when you pull up. We always have a list of who's out there. And like some of them are like James Corden, Howie D from the Backstreet Boys, Kristen Wiig, Jada De Laurentiis, which this foodie over here didn't know who she was.
I do. I just tend to forget about her.
Ty Burrell.
Wait,
from
who do you forget about?
Giada.
Why?
The one that likes to talk instead of cooking.
Oh, wow.
I mean, she's very pretty.
I mean, I'm watching it for the food, not
right.
her.
of course you're not.
And then there's Ty Burrell from Modern Family. GZA from Wu-Tang. But we ended on this one. Dua Lipa. Dua Lipa turns 30 years old today, and I am old enough to be her irresponsible father, which is a little bit of a...
So how irresponsible?
15. If I would have had Dua Lipa at 15.
Okay.
It's irresponsible.
Well, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Wake Up Call does not recommend 15-year-olds becoming parents.
No, we are not pro-teen pregnancy.
That is
we
right.
We always say that.
That is right. Take it to the bank, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, it's strange that you think in those terms, because you've done this before.
I do.
Where you decide, I could be this person's father, but you have to, like, crunch the numbers and then paint a scenario where you were sexually active years before you actually really became sexually active.
It's true.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know why I think, because it's not just like a girl thing. I think about this with guys too. Like, am I old enough to be that person's father? And then sometimes.
Okay, but like, okay. But you have to like spin it in a way to where it's possible.
Sure. Because like, could I have reproduced at 15? Probably.
I think you could.
But other people do. Other people do. Some people do. But I wouldn't have.
No.
You know, like we said, it's irresponsible. So, like,
Kevin, how old were you when you lost your virginity?
The what? I'm not going to say that on air.
Why?
I'm not going to. My mother's listening.
Because it hasn't happened yet.
Yes, it has, bitch. We're going to start like this on your birthday. Don't think
Kevin,
I won't come for you.
That's his birthday wish, to find out how old you were when you lost your virginity.
Oh, well then 18. You're welcome.
All right. Oh, okay.
All right.
That's fine. That was around me and Katie. Yeah.
First sip of alcohol, too.
Okay.
Did someone take advantage of you?
No.
Okay.
It was mutual agreement.
Was it the same night?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
You went crazy that night.
Your birthday wish, granted.
You went crazy that night. So anyway, there you go. Yeah, you're right. I never thought about it like that. That is a strange way to look at time and age. Am I old enough to be this person's father?
Yeah.
And then, if I am, would I have been like a good dad?
At 15?
No, the answer is no.
No, you'd have been resentful.
Exactly.
And God, oh my God, we would have heard for the rest of our lives about what you could have done if only you didn't have Dua Lipa.
Yep. And not only that, but my mother, Rosemary, would have raised us both, and I would have been her much older brother. So that the neighbors didn't talk.
Right.
Somebody texted in to 909-1065. I do the same thing. It's funny.
1065, the end.
The Wake Up Call.
So when you go on vacation, do you ever miss home? Call or text us right now, 916-909-1065, 909-1065, because we've got questions about that, and you're not alone. A study was done, and it says that people start to miss home 5 days into vacation. How many people? 55% of people say they consider themselves homebodies by nature, so that when they go away, they're enjoying it at first, but like most vacations are like a week, and about 4 or 5 days in, they're like, I kind of want to go home. How does this make you feel? Are any of you like this?
I mean, assuming it's a vacation that we're enjoying, The only thing that I would miss is if my kids weren't there, I'd miss my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd miss our dog.
Mm.
But, and I mean, I probably would have said I miss one of the cats, but she lives at Emma's house, my oldest house now. Mm-hmm. So I miss her all the time anyway.
Right. So you're just used to that.
Right. But other than that, no. Like the last day of vacation is the saddest day.
Because you're leaving to go home.
Yeah.
I see. Right? I don't know. I mean, vacations kind of screw with my head because I love vacations. I look forward to vacations, but I also get pre-sad before the vacation even starts that the vacation is going to end. Like I go into a vacation just being like, oh,
God,
it's going to end. I know what day it's going to end. It's just a countdown to that. And Kevin, you've been on some long vacations. When you went to Japan, was that 2 weeks?
2 weeks, yeah.
Did you ever miss home?
So I recently found, I used to not miss home when I'm on vacation, but after I went to Japan for like 2 weeks, after like 8 days, I started to miss home.
What did you miss
like
about
more
home?
Than a week. I miss like my bed and like the daily routine, like, of just like being in like, you know, a step-by-step routine, like, oh, wake up, go to work and stuff. I miss that. I miss the bed.
The only thing that I think I do miss is like, especially if you're staying in a hotel, you can't just like walk to the kitchen and like get water.
That's true.
You know,
like, where do I even go for this?
I mean, I know where you go. You go down the hall where the ice machine is and I guess get ice and put it in a glass and use the faucet.
Yeah.
It
is the only thing about hotel living that I kind of like is that it's a little bit of a throwback to like what it's like to live in an apartment where if anything goes wrong, it's not your problem.
Oh.
I do like that. Don't miss that part of it. But I mean, it is, I don't know. I do kind of feel like there's people in my life that are like this. I feel like my wife is kind of like this. Like if she's 4 or 5 days into a vacation, you can just kind of see it on her face like she's over it, especially if it's a vacation for relaxation and not a vacation where it's go, go, go. She grew up doing vacations that were go, go, go. They went to cities mostly. They traveled internationally. So it was always like stuff to do. They didn't go to a beach. And I grew up going to beaches. We wake up, we go to the beach, we lay in the sun, we play in the surf, we go home, we do it again.
I don't mind a go-go-go vacation as long as there is time in there to do nothing for at least a day.
Mm, like, what would be a go-go-go vacation? Like, let's say you go to Europe, okay?
Okay, I don't know that I have answers to this, but
Okay. Let's say you've gone to a destination you've always wanted to go to, Louisville, Kentucky, okay?
Okay.
And obviously you're in Louisville, Kentucky, so it's go-go.
Right, right.
How would you carve out a day of not that? Like, what would you do in a city vacation?
I would just not have anything planned for that day.
Right.
And everybody can sleep in, and I can lay in bed and have my coffee, maybe a late breakfast, and then sort of just decide where we want the day to go, maybe take a nap.
Okay. So you still do stuff. It's leisurely.
Or maybe you don't. Like it's more a day to just decide because sometimes, you know, when you're on vacation, there is this feeling that like, well, I'm on vacation, so I have to go see things.
Yeah.
I'm here. I'm not usually here. So I have to go visit the sites in this area.
Frithia, Louisville. Yeah.
Well, sure. And I find that having a day where you don't even give yourself that opportunity. You give yourself the opportunity to like do nothing if that's what you want and not feel guilty about it.
Not feel guilty about it is the big part. Yeah. I guess I get that.
But if you plan a day like that, then that was the plan.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We're talking about how people on average miss home while on vacation about 5 days in. And you're not alone either when you say that you would miss your pet. Yeah. Somebody texted in, if I'm on a longer vacation, I definitely start to miss home, but mostly I'm missing my cats.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Somebody said, Gavin, I'm the exact same way about vacations where I get pre-sad before they even start that they're going to end. Somebody says that they're like this about the Christmas holiday season, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For sure. sure. Keep the text messages coming in to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end.
Gavin's phone scams on the text.
All right, I am calling a sensei at a dojo. At least I think he is. I'm not quite sure. I know he works at a martial arts studio. And if you guys ever had any interactions with anybody at a martial arts studio,
no,
they're very serious people.
Okay.
And I am calling him to see if I could purchase something. This conversation does not go very well. Here's the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Hey, this is Scott.
Hi, Scott. My name is Raul, and I'm calling to see if I could purchase a black belt.
Is that like for one of our students or something?
No. I don't have a kid there, and I don't have an adult there.
Okay. So is it like a costume piece or something?
No, it's not a costume piece. Why are you talking about like buying one online for a costume?
Yeah. I'm sure you can get them on like eBay or probably even Amazon.
So you can. I looked into it. None of them look very real. They look very cheap and they don't look official at all. And I need it to look official.
Okay.
Let me explain that. That'll probably help. So I need to get a black belt to show a girl that I've been dating. I said I was a black belt. Obviously I'm not. Otherwise
you're not.
I'd already have one. Yeah. So I need to get one so that I can show her my black belt.
That's something that you got to earn. You can't really just, we don't just hand those out, and we certainly don't sell them, unfortunately.
Okay. But what if I say that, like, emotionally, I feel like I've earned one?
Emotionally? Like, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, what are some things that you have to do to earn a black belt?
Well, I mean, you have to have gone through the ranks of, you know, the various belts. It's a skills question and a dedication question and a commitment question as well.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure how you can emotionally have a black belt.
Well, no, I can emotionally have a black belt because I'm sure that, like, you know, some things that I'm sure you teach are, you know, discipline and, I don't know, sit still or stuff like that. I don't know. But, I mean, I can do all of that. You know, I can be disciplined and I can sit still. Don't kids have black belts?
Yeah, if they've trained and they've shown dedication.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if it's a kid, like, how hard could it be? You know, if a kid can do it, I can do it.
Well, I'm sure there's plenty of things kids can do that you can't do, sir.
Let's start over, okay? How about, forget I said anything about emotionally. Physically, I'm pretty sure I can do everything that a black belt can do. The other day, I was helping my dad build something in the garage. He's trying to build like a she shed for my stepmom. I was helping him, and I fell, and my foot went right through a piece of wood. So,
okay, I have no idea what that has to do with getting a black belt in
karate,
you
guys break wood.
In martial art.
No, you guys break wood. I've seen it, and I'm saying I already did that part.
Okay, sir, I don't think you have a full understanding and respect for what we do, and so I don't think this is going to work out.
Okay,
yeah,
full disclosure, yeah. I don't. But what's it going to take? What's it going to take for me to get a black belt from you?
Well, we do offer adult courses, and you're welcome to enroll and continue and dedicate yourself to the training.
Okay. How long is that going to take?
Well, you know, it depends on your level of commitment, but, you know, most likely it'll take years.
Oh, my God. Scott, I don't have time for that. Because I just showed her and she was like, oh, I'd love to see it. My idea was I was going to buy it. I was going to go to Michael's and get it framed and then show her when she comes over. And then I was going to be like, this is the closer. Like, this is because we haven't had sex yet. You know, just so.
Okay. Well,
how about this? If you won't sell me a black belt, I give you some money. You show up to one of our dates like, oh, my God, we bump into each other. And I introduce you as my sensei. And then you vouch for me as a black belt.
No, come I'm not
on,
doing
man.
That, sir. This would violate a lot of the principles that we actually try to teach the children about, you know, honesty, integrity, values.
Okay, fine. Can I buy one of the other colors?
No.
Okay. All right, well... This has been disappointing.
Well, you probably should have thought of that before you came up with the scheme.
It's not a scheme. It's called love.
All right. I got to go, sir.
Okay. One more thing before I go. Scott, none of this has been real. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. I know you don't listen, but your wife listens to the show, and she emailed me, and she told me to prank call you. So that's what this is.
Oh, my God. What a weird... Oh, my God. I'm going to... Oh my God. So dumb.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com. 106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Yeah. NFL football. The gridiron.
Pigskin.
It's all back, baby. And so are the cheerleaders. It's a point of controversy this season because everything has to be a controversy now. Male cheerleaders in the NFL. Specifically, and I don't know really why this is yet, but two male cheerleaders that are on the Minnesota Vikings cheer squad specifically seem to be at the center of all this controversy now. Although the Minnesota Vikings are not the only team that has male cheerleaders. The Ravens, the Panthers, the Chiefs, the Rams, the Eagles!
Yep.
Ah! They, I mean, among many others, have male cheerleaders, 49ers. And maybe it's because the two guys that are on the Minnesota Vikings, they're not like cheer squad college football guys.
Yeah, they're not like the big buff, like stunting cheerleaders that throw the ladies around.
Right, right, right. These are two swishy,
wildly floppy little twinks.
That wear like little shorts and they're good at it. One guy's name is Louis Kahn and the other guy's name is Blaze Sheik. That can't possibly be his real name,
obviously,
right?
Obviously not. Obviously not.
And we want to know, what is your opinion about this? You know, if you've listened to the Wake Up Call for a long enough time, you know pretty much how Katie and I feel about this. You know, the umbrella for how we feel for the most part is, who effing cares? That's mostly, at least me, you know?
I mean, quite truly, who cares?
Right.
Like, the idea that football teams have cheerleaders at all is kind of ridiculous.
Right.
Like, I don't know what they're doing. The King's dancers, that makes more sense to me. Because, like,
it's a dance squad.
During halftime, they're like performing on the court, you can see them.
Right.
If you go to a football game, unless you have great seats, chances are you're not going to see them at all. The players can't hear them. The audience can't. The crowd can't hear them.
Totally agree. Totally agree. So we want to know, 916-909-1065, especially if you disagree with me and Katie, call, because honestly, we can't understand,
we cannot understand
why you're so upset about this. Let's talk to Cameron. Good morning, Cameron. What's your point of view on this?
So I don't necessarily see it as like an inherently bad thing that people need to like lose their mind over on the internet. I will say it's interesting to say the least. And the only reason I say that is just because I guess I've always associated cheerleading as being a woman's sport. I don't know if that's wrong for me to say, but I guess I could see trying to maybe try out some new things. So I'm kind of like in the middle of like, I don't think it's really super bad, but I think it's just different compared to what maybe a lot of us are used to.
Well, and I think it's okay to acknowledge that something is different.
Thank you so much, Cameron, for calling. NFL cheerleaders in the 90s, 80s and 90s became what they kind of are stereotypically now. And it was because of the Dallas cheerleaders. I remember being a kid, and that was the first time I was ever even aware of cheerleaders. We're going to get to what the mother of Louis Kahn said, one of the male cheerleaders in this controversy. Rochelle, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
What's your take on this?
I think that currently it's definitely more of like a dance team aspect than a traditional cheer squad as it used to be.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, men are just as good at dancing as women are and should be given the same opportunity to do it in this platform if they're wanting to.
Some of the people that are against this passionately are using like another DEI initiative, which is, by the way, this is the only time you'll see a white man, like somebody blasting a white man in DEI.
Well, because they're gay.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So the mom of this, unfortunately, for like as much as we want to say like who just effing cares about this, Louie does.
Oh.
And this makes me like really sad, honestly, because she said, you know, for somebody with his talent and work ethic, achieving these goals just to get slammed for doing something he's incredible at and passionate about and doing something he loves is a true shame.
You know
so
what? You know
that
what?
Sucks.
I think a big part of this is, well, honestly, the men especially that have a problem with this.
I know what you're gonna say.
I need to tell you something. So get close to the radio. You are gay. Okay. But the fact that, like, they can't just, like, yeah, lust over the cheerleaders now because some are boys.
Right. Which, by the way, they could if they weren't so distracted by the boys.
Right. Right.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
It's been a while since we have heard from Mr. Nod's ex. And honestly, I miss him. Feel like we need Lil Nas X in our life more than ever.
Yeah, we could use it.
And unfortunately, we got him last night in the form of a cell phone video that showed him wandering the streets of L.A., presumably on drugs, and he was almost naked. And
okay, almost naked for a normal person,
right.
Not for Lil Nas X.
Correct. He was wearing white underwear, almost like tighty whities, but way more fashionable.
Yeah.
And matching cowboy boots. Matching cowboy boots.
Yeah.
Now there are reports that said that he was taken to a hospital for a suspected overdose. And he was charged with a misdemeanor as he did strike a police officer at some point.
Oh, my.
Well, he lunged at a police officer. And then he was handcuffed and transferred to a hospital. I'm not sure if this video was taken before all of that happened. Now, if you haven't seen the video, check out the video. We have the audio for you here. And we want to play this for you. You know, I'm just going to play it.
Nah. Hey, what don't up? Be late to the party tonight.
Where at?
You know where it's at. Nah, go ahead, babe. Nah.
Does this sound like a man on the verge of an overdose?
I don't think so.
To the rest of this.
Nah. Go ahead, babe. Nah. Didn't I tell you to put the phone down?
And he's strutting.
Strutting.
Uh-oh, somebody's going to have to pay for that. Hey, for by coming to the party.
I was an RA in college, and there was a situation where there was a girl that we had to track down because she was somewhere on campus having a very bad reaction to drugs. She wasn't having fun like this.
Right.
She wasn't calling anybody babe. She was calling everybody words that I can't say on the air.
And certainly wasn't saying, pay for it by coming to the party. Didn't I tell you to put your phone down? Okay, he's not only strutting. At one point, he straightens one leg. Again, wearing cowboy boots. Then leans over, puts both hands on his ankle, and pulls his hands all the way up his thigh.
Like he's on stage doing a dance.
Listen, we don't condone illegal drug use on this show.
Right, okay? Right.
It can kill you.
Right.
But it does seem like it could also make you a good time.
Mm-hmm.
If what they're saying is true.
Right, right.
Or maybe we need to say no. Not everybody has the gravitas of Lil Nas X. So don't think that if you do drugs, it's going to turn out this way. Maybe that's what we need to say.
Right. And you know, and also Lil Nas X did post about his own health issues recently.
Oh,
you know, he did?
Yes.
Including
losing movement on the right side of his face.
What is a real Justin Bieber situation?
Which he did say has improved since. You know, so.
Well, then probably doing drugs isn't.
Right.
That's probably not helping his.
Probably.
Face situation.
We're not doctors.
But it's certainly keeping him fabulous. What drug do we think he was on? Cocaine?
I couldn't even begin to.
I don't think cocaine makes you that cute.
Right. I think that was maybe some sort of upper. Whatever it was. Maybe
mushroom?
Molly or something. No, he's walking in too straight of a line and he seems to be not terrified.
Yeah. Wow.
So anyway though, we're not doctors despite many times on the show claiming that we are.
Correct.
Lil Nas X, if you need help, get help. If you don't need help,
keep it up.
Just according to our diagnosis as non-doctors, you don't seem like you do. We just say, go on.
And you know, and we'd love to see you here in Sacramento.
Right. We anxiously are sitting here awaiting your second album, Dream Boy.
Just so you know, we're on Lava Ridge Court. If you want to take drugs and strut up here, we'll gladly welcome you. And guess what? We won't call the cops.
We won't call the cops. Wear the same outfit you wore on the streets.
Absolutely. And Southwest will let you on.
Sure. And we will pay for it by going to the party. Nah, nah, nah.
Nah, nah, nah.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Maroon 5, Adam and the Maroon 4 are coming to the Golden 1 Center on October 18th. We have tickets and we're giving them away. Caller 17 today is Ayora? Alora?
Laura.
Are you saying Laura?
Yes. Just Laura, yes.
Laura.
Yes.
Kevin wanted to make you way more exotic.
No,
and said your name was
A-L-L-U-R-A.
Okay. Maybe she
is
doesn't.
Is that how you spell your name?
Okay.
I thought that's what you told me to type. People be changing it up.
We are going to be, what a funny troll if people started to do that to Kevin. We are going to be playing Describe in 5 for Maroon 5. And Katie's going to list 5 things that all have something in common. As soon as she reads the last thing, I'm going to give you 10 seconds to name what that commonality is. What do they all have in common? And you need to do best out of 5 in order to win these tickets, okay?
Got it.
All right, Laura. Here we go. First category.
Okay. Okay, you got 10 seconds to tell me the category. Carpet, dresser, lamp, TV, pillows. What's the category?
Things you find in your living room. Bedroom.
Nope. Yep, bedroom. There you go. Good job. Good job.
Good job. You got it. Things found in a bedroom. Congratulations, Laura. You're on the board with 1 point. All right, next category.
Okay, this one's going to be a little tougher, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 10 seconds. You're going to tell me the category. Emmental, Camembert, Burrata, Asiago, Goat. What's the category?
Types of cheese.
Very good.
Very impressive. Burrata. Wow. What was that first one?
Emmental?
Emmental? And I'm a cheesemonger.
You're a cheesemonger.
You are?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's news. That's news to us.
Alora, did you know that Kevin was a cheesemonger? What does a cheesemonger do?
They are cheese enthusiasts.
I don't think that's right.
Yes, it is.
I think
that's unfortunate because you're absolutely lactose intolerant.
Okay.
Yeah. Just saying.
As a true passionate person, there are no barriers.
Battle through it.
I have
your back on that
Thank
one.
Keep pushing.
All right, you only need one more point, Laura, to get these tickets. Who are you going to bring with you to the concert?
My mom. She's a huge fan.
Oh,
that is so cute.
That's great. Okay. All right, here we go. Last category, or well, possibly last category for describing five for Maroon 5.
10 seconds, you're going to tell me the category. 98 Rock, 102.5, ESPN 1320, The Eagle, Alt 94.7. What's the category?
A radio station?
More specific.
Part of the KME.
That was a tough one. They're all Odyssey radio stations.
They're all in our building here.
That was a tough one. Yeah, that was a tough one.
Educational.
Okay, yes, yeah, yes. Now we know. Now we know.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, see, okay.
Okay, right, that's okay.
You still have two more categories to fool. You could blow this next one off.
Right.
Okay. Good for your mom.
I think that this is going to, I think, I feel good about this one.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Ross, Chandler, Joey, Rachel, Phoebe.
Oh.
Friends.
Yes.
There you go. You got yourself some tickets to go see Maroon 5. You and your mom. What's your mom's name?
Also Laura.
Oh, what?
Stop. Wait, are you guys Laura squared?
We are.
I've always wondered about this. If a mom names her daughter the same name as her, are you a junior?
I don't think so.
Why? No. That's sexist.
That's misogynistic.
No,
that's the patriarchy right there. Wow.
Correct.
Well, Laura Jr., we'll call you Laura Jr. You got a pair of tickets to see Maroon 5 October 18th at the Golden One Center. Stay on hold. We got to get your information. Take pictures. Absolutely. And tag us in all of your pictures, okay?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Will do. 106.5
The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
$540 is the jackpot today on Are You Smarter Than Katie? You know, the rumor is that you made the jackpot $540 just for my birthday.
Who started that rumor? Was it
I
you?
Did. Yeah. Okay. But that was very thoughtful of you.
Yeah.
Since 540 is my favorite number.
No, that's your age.
Yeah. Where are we going? Is it Brady? Good morning.
Good morning.
Right. Brady calling from Rancho Cordova. $540 is the jackpot. And Katie has left the studio. I've got five questions here. Dealing with news and pop culture, are you ready to play?
Let's do it.
Let's do it indeed. All right, here we go. Question one. Cracker Barrel announced their logo rebrand and people lost their minds. They got rid of the guy next to the barrel and changed the font, but the colors are the same. And people called it woke for some reason, and Cracker Barrel lost $100 million in stock value. Was the guy in the old logo sitting or standing next to the barrel?
Sitting.
Question, hold on 1 second. Question two. Millie Bobby Brown, the star of Stranger Things, and her husband, Jake Bongiovi, surprised everyone by announcing that they are now parents and adopted a baby girl. They are 21 and 23 years old, and some are shocked because of their age. Who is the dad of her husband?
Oh my gosh. I haven't even seen that. I don't know that one.
Okay, question three. Hulk Hogan's death is now a police investigation. It was confirmed to TMZ that an occupational therapist was at the house at the time of his death, and his phrenic nerve was severed, which might have prevented him from breathing. How about that? Where is the phrenic nerve? Is it in the lungs, the brain, or the neck?
Neck.
Question four. Netflix is always monitoring your viewing selection so it can recommend stuff you'll enjoy, and now they're doing it based on your zodiac sign. Examples are Scorpios might like Wednesday, and Leos might like The Crown. I don't know why they're...
Like that, yes.
Do you? You do like it?
Yeah, all right. It's written in the stars.
If your birthday is on Christmas, what's your zodiac sign?
Capricorn.
And question five, the Powerball this weekend is going to be over $700 million. Experts say that it could climb higher than that since higher jackpots attract people who usually never play, like yours truly. If you win and you get, you can get a monthly payment for 29 years or a lump sum payment. If the jackpot is $700 million, the lump sum payment is $316.3 million. So how much will go to taxes?
$245,000.
All righty. And please bring Katie back in here. And Brady, what do you do for a living?
I work for Costco.
Oh, I was at Costco yesterday. Shout out to Emmanuel. He says he sees you in there all the time too,
oh,
Katie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Which Costco location do you work at, Brady?
I work at the Citrus Heights one.
Citrus Heights
Citrus
one.
They have one in Citrus Heights.
We love a Costco.
We are.
I'm an executive member.
Yeah, me too.
Who isn't a black card?
Wow. Oh, wow.
Your mom is. You're not.
Okay, wow. What's hers is mine.
All right, Brady, I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, are you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Reminder that you are defending $540 and your honor. Question one. Cracker Barrel announced their logo rebrand yesterday. Everybody's excited about that. They got rid of the guy in the barrel, changed the font, but the color's the same.
They got rid of the barrel even.
People are now calling it woke for some reason.
Why?
With one lawmaker, a senator, saying, I gave my life to Jesus in a Cracker Barrel parking lot. This means more to me than you realize. I don't know why people are so triggered by this.
Guys, we have got to keep our eye on the ball, and this is not the ball.
Right.
My God.
Right, exactly. I was baptized at a
Golden Corral.
Was the guy in the old logo sitting or standing next to the barrel?
I've never been to a Cracker Barrel or seen a Cracker Barrel, so I'm going to say standing.
He was sitting. Yep. He was sitting. Question two. Millie Bobby Brown, your favorite Bobby Brown, star of Stranger Things, and her husband, Jake Bon Jovi, surprised everybody by announcing that they're parents now. They adopted a baby girl. And they are 21 and 23 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even know she was married.
Who is the dad of her husband?
Well, you're saying it weird, but I think Bon Jovi?
That is correct.
Why are you saying
I'll accept
Bon
that. John Bon Jovi. Because his real name is Bon Jovi.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay. Have you ever seen Jake Bon Jovi?
Yeah, he's gorgeous.
He is one of the best looking people I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And looks exactly like his dad.
Yeah.
It is.
Has his dad's like 80s hair everything.
Everything.
I know.
It's like, I don't know, he went back in time or something.
I know. They're a good-looking couple. Question three. Hulk Hogan's death is now a police investigation. Do you see
really?
This story? It's crazy. An occupational therapist was at his house at the time of his death, and his phrenic nerve was severed, and they're saying that that might have prevented him from breathing. So they are investigating this.
Okay.
Where is the phrenic nerve? Is it in the lungs, the brain, or the neck?
Neck?
That is correct.
Well, I figured that if an occupational therapist probably can't get to your brain or your lungs.
That's right.
So,
Not yet. Question four. Netflix always monitoring your selections to recommend things that you might like, and now they're going to do it based on your zodiac sign.
Interesting.
It's funny that both you and Kevin love that. Example are Scorpio, you might like Wednesday. Leo, maybe watch The Crown.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a Leo. I like The Crown. Okay. So far, so good. If your birthday's on Christmas, what's your zodiac sign?
Sagittarius?
Oh, so close. So close. Capricorn.
Yeah.
Question five.
I am not doing well.
The Powerball this weekend is going to be over $700 million. Remember, if you win the Powerball, you can either choose monthly payments for 29 years or one lump sum payment.
But if you die, your family does not get the rest of it.
That is the risk.
So why would anybody do that?
So stay alive. If the jackpot is $700 million and you take the lump sum payment, your payment will be $316.3 million. So how much will go to taxes?
Okay. Oh, that's taxed. Okay. 384,300.
Oh, my God.
No!
So close again. $383.7 million is the answer.
Okay.
All right. Brady, are you there?
This is not good. Yeah, I'm here.
Final score. Katie got two, but you got three.
Wow.
I'm jaw dropped.
Brady, congratulations.
Thank you, Katie.
$540 is yours. Congratulations. Now, here's the thing. You can either get monthly payments for 29 years or one lump sum payment. So we'll put you on hold. You can think about it. But what is it that you want to tell us?
I am smarter than Katie.
Yes, you are. You know, every single day, every single weekday at 5 p.m., we do random retro 90s and 2000s hits. It's a great way to take yourself home, especially on a Friday. So make sure you check that out. 5 p.m. is when it starts today, right here on 106.5 The End. But now, Katie, it is time for this. What are the rules?
We are going to describe the title of the movie to you. We can't use any of the words in the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses. Is the movie or any of the characters from the movie.
All right, everybody, sing along now! Cause it's time for the No Name Movie Game!
106.5!
The End! Woo! Up top! So they can see it on stage! Oh, man. That was exhausting. I'm not going to lie.
I'm tired now.
I am bushed.
Yeah.
Let's start with Carmelita, because that is a beautiful name. Good morning, Carmelita.
Good morning.
You chose Kevin as your contestant, and you guys are going to play 45 seconds on the clock. Kevin, are you ready?
Yes.
Carmelita, are you ready?
Let's go.
And hit it.
Okay, these are a group of superheroes.
Fantastic Four.
No, the other one that is like the big one, that the whole team.
Justice League?
No, it's Marvel. They have a green guy. Huh?
Oh, shoot. Pass.
Okay.
Pass.
You rub this lamp and grant you three wishes.
Aladdin.
Yes.
One.
Okay, if you're not a professional, you're like the one under it.
Rookie.
No,
rookie.
Another one. Like, your skill level is...
Underdog?
Not a professional, but like a...
Novice.
Yes, another word for novice.
Amateur?
I'm so mad.
What are you trying to say? What is he?
Amateur.
Amateur.
Oh, wow.
Ugh. How would you explain amateur?
No, I mean, that's a good one. Like, if you're not a professional, but you
when
do
just
something.
A regular couple's filming themselves having sex, they're making what kind of porn?
Wow. Oh, my God.
Well, I don't watch that.
Not
so
in front of Carmelita.
Yeah, Carmelita, thank goodness she picked me.
That's right. She's got a kid.
Right.
Oh, God, sorry.
All right, Carmelita. You got one, though, so you're going to sit on hold.
Sorry.
You're going to sit on hold. Let's talk to Cassandra. Good morning, Cassandra.
Good morning.
All righty. Katie is your contestant, and 45 seconds on the clock awaits you. Tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater up for grabs. You ready to play?
Yep.
Katie?
Yep.
Go for it.
The hills are alive with...
With the sound of music.
Very good. The opposite of unusual.
Usual, regular. Yeah.
Yes, the first one. Okay, and then if you think somebody committed a crime, they're the primary...
Suspect.
Yes, put them together.
Normal suspect.
Nope.
Usual suspect.
Yes!
Two.
Okay. This is what you put in hot chocolate.
Marshmallows.
No.
Milk.
The chocolate part of it.
Cocoa.
Yes!
Oh, three.
This is the X-Men guy who has blades on his hands. His first name.
Logan was that last one.
Logan.
I figured I couldn't say Wolverine.
You got... and you can't say Wolverine. Yeah, you got three, though. That was impressive. Coco. Oh, that was a weird way to get to it.
Couldn't remember what the movie was about completely. I know there's a guitar.
I tried to show it to you.
I know.
All right. Okay, so Cassandra, you're in the lead. Now let's talk to Evan. Esquire IMAX tickets on the line. Evan, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Big movie fan?
Yikes.
All right. Okay.
Yikes.
Here we go. 45 seconds starts now. This is a superhero movie it's the Cape Crusader, Gotham.
Batman.
Okay, but what's his other name? He's not Bright. He is...
Dark Knight.
Yes, there we go. Okay. Next one. This was a movie got nominated for Oscars, but it's a horror movie about you inject this green goo into you and you become a younger version of yourself.
Oh.
Man, I don't know.
Oh, God, what is that called?
I wouldn't even know how to describe this.
Demi Moore?
Yes, yes! Yes!
If, I don't remember what it's called.
Then we should just pass on it. I don't know how to describe that word.
What did he say?
He said the substance, but it's only two. That's only 2 points.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Which means, sorry about that, Evan. We got to let you go. But the winner, Coco, Cassandra, are you there?
Yes.
Congratulations. You won the No Name Movie Game.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! You got a pair of tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater in downtown Sacramento, where they currently have F1 with Brad Pitt, but they also have Black Swan, anniversary edition of that. Jaws is coming, and they're soon going to have The Conjuring on the IMAX screen. That is spooky. Stay on hold. We got to get your information, okay?
All right. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Got it.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So summer is over. And listen, good news for a lot of parents. Get the kids back in school. And we get a return to normalcy with our schedule. But sometimes those resets on our lives are hard to kind of reset. And this isn't just for parents. This is going to be for everybody. Okay, so 916-909-106. 909-106. What are some of the hardest resets that you have in your life at the end of summer when the kids go back that you need to, like, right your household again. All right, 916-909-1065. Text or call. We'd love it if you called. We'd love talking to you. And we're bringing this up because a poll was done, and 9 out of 10 parents say that bedtime routine is the hardest reset to get back at the end of summer. And man, I couldn't agree with that more. We are in a situation now where my wife and I have a 13-year-old, we have a 9-year-old, and we have a 6-year-old. 6-year-old, okay, she'll pretty much do, like, it's time for bed. She's like, yeah, I get it.
Oh.
But the 13-year-old, especially, over the summer, we let him stay up.
Sure.
Whatever, he's 13.
Yeah.
He loves watching movies. Yeah. Like, if we stay up, I'll watch as much of a movie as I can with him before I fall asleep. And he, trying to get him to say, no, you can't stay up till 10:30 on a school night.
Right.
It's wrecking his world.
Why?
Because he wants to. He got a taste of the good life.
Okay.
He's like a
But what time? But he doesn't sleep in.
No, he's like an indoor cat.
So he'd always wake up at the same time, even when he'd stay up late?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Although he's been sleeping in a little bit, but I think it's because he's exhausted. You know, and it's just not good for his brain. You know that. If you don't get your 8 hours, you're a mess.
I'm a mess.
Yeah. So he's like an indoor cat that had a taste of the outside life. And now we're like, no, you got to get back inside. And now all he does now is just paw at the door. You know, so 916-909-1065. Tell us, what are the challenges now that summer is over to get your household back in order? What's yours?
Bedtime isn't too difficult at our house because we kind of maintained a pretty rigid bedtime routine through summer.
Yeah.
Because the baby still had to go to, like, daycare.
Sure.
So she still had to get up, which meant Audrey had to get up, which meant they had to go to, you know.
Yeah.
For me, having to be somewhere, like, I have to be keeping an eye on the clock to make sure that I'm getting to pick up on time. Getting into that routine is really hard for me.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is I'm lonely.
You get home. Why isn't anybody here for me to talk to?
I just talked to the dog. Sprout, you want to do craft today?
916-909-1065. Good morning, Kelly. Kelly, are you there?
Good morning.
Hello.
I am. Good morning. Hello.
What's the hardest reset for you at the end of summer when school starts?
The hardest reset is to make sure taking time to check in with a little one. Sometimes things are going on. Everything's new to every kiddo going back right now. And there's a lot of behaviors going on, you know. Everything's new. Kids are adjusting. Kids got new adults they got to be in front of and trust again. And the whole thing, there's a lot of behaviors right now. And it's only the second week. But I'm noticing, you know, check in. I'm trying to remind myself, check in, have conversations. What had anything go on today? And if it did, you know, how can we talk about it? Where
I love that,
that
Kelly.
That's so sweet. That's such a good reminder.
Kelly, I'm not saying, I'm saying this. I don't know if anybody said this to you recently. You're a good mom.
Oh, hallelujah.
Sweet.
One thing that I didn't think of, but a lot of people are texting in to 909-1065, and I hate it! Packing lunches.
Oh, I get to avoid that because I'm here.
It's my job to pack lunches, and I do it the night before, and every single night I look at the school menu and I say, what's for lunch? Hot lunch? You want hot lunch or cold lunch? And when they say cold lunch, it's almost like they're bullying me. Like they know. They just
CeeLo does all the school lunches in the morning. So I don't even know what they eat for lunch. We put this up on Facebook. So many good things. So many good comments that it's like, oh God, yeah, that's true. Terry said having to have quick dinners after long days because of sports.
Totally. Yeah.
Megan said getting them to sleep in their own beds because during the summer, I let them sleep with me or on the couch or together.
Mm-hmm.
Gabriella said the pickup line is enough to make me insane.
Oh my God. Yes. Just that alone.
Beatrice said just getting them up early.
I'm kind of shocked that this didn't come up yet because this is a big one for us too. Now you have to throttle back screen time. Like over the summer, you're just kind of like, yeah, you want to watch something. You want to watch K-pop Demon Hunters for the 15th time? Okay. You want to play Roblox on the iPad? Okay. And now it's like, well, you've got work to do.
Yeah.
You know, I should be responsible and right. limit it. Oh, man, that's a tough one to cut back on.
Heather said arguing about homework.
Yeah. It's a tough one, too. Listen, parents, we see you, we feel you, and let's all take Kelly's advice and check in with our kids.
Where are they?
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So, as we get older and turn into adults, we always find out things about our parents. But Katie just found out something about her dad, or specifically her dad's house, that she's not okay with. What are the details of this story?
Well, it's not the whole house.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I went to my dad's. I haven't been to my dad's in quite a long time. And as I was packing the girls up and getting ready to leave, in their entryway, they have like a little table with cabinets and has like a lamp on it. And then a couple decorative items and picture frames. And I mean, it's a very standard looking entry of the grandparents' house. But I started looking at the pictures, and there are at least five pictures in frames on this mantle. One of them is my dad and stepmom's wedding photo.
That's nice.
Yeah. Another one is my stepmom and two of her grandkids.
Okay.
So my niece and nephew, mm-hmm. my she's been married to my dad for like 30 years. Then another frame picture of my stepmom and her grandkids.
Okay. Your kids?
No.
Okay.
Then a frame picture of what I believe to be my stepmom's like extended family. Like, she didn't know her dad growing up, and she found him as an adult.
Okay.
And he very much embraced her. She got to know the family. So I'm pretty sure all the people in this frame, so this picture, are that side of the family.
Okay.
Okay. Then, and this is fun, there is, oh, dang it, where is it? Because this is great. Oh, okay, this is fun. There is a frame, and then in it, there's a, it's just like a black background, and on it, it says, we're going to be two really cool old ladies. And that's in a white sort of shabby chic frame. It almost looks like it's written on chalkboard.
Who's the, who?
I assume a friend gave it to her.
Okay.
Like maybe like.
But your dad identifies as a man.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, it's different.
I like maybe your dad's a she, her kind of a fella.
No. Okay. He's a he, him.
Okay.
This is very Hobby Lobby, right? So I'm sure a girlfriend gave it to her.
Uh-huh.
In front of that is a just tiny little bird statue. And then my favorite one is a frame with a picture of a golden retriever and a little boy laying in grass. And it is clear that that came with the picture frame.
No.
Because it says 3x3 on it.
No.
Yeah. And it says made in China, 2009, Green Tree Galleries, Oklahoma City.
2009.
Yeah.
There's no pictures of you.
I believe that there, I don't know that there's any pictures of me in the house. I know that in other places in the house, there are pictures of my children because I asked for it.
Wow.
But the fact that when you enter the home, we couldn't even make it into the frame that doesn't have a picture in it.
Right.
We got bumped by two cool old ladies.
Yeah. You got bumped by a fake bird.
Right. Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Now, there was some representation of myself and my daughters in that the girls made candles for people for last Christmas, and one of those candles is there behind some of the pictures.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say there's a chance that she doesn't know they're from your daughters. She might have just thought that her best cool old lady friend gave her...
Or that bird.
Gave her an interesting candle. What's going on here?
Oh, I don't know. I stopped asking a long, long ago.
Did you talk to you? So you didn't talk to your dad. You didn't bring this up to your dad?
I brought it up to my dad when I said years ago when they moved into this house and said, you know, there's no pictures of anybody in your family in this house, right? He did not know. It is important to recognize, and I want to make this very clear. Not only did she not put any pictures of us out, my dad did not notice.
Didn't notice.
That his family had zero representation in their home.
That is stunning.
Yeah. Here's what I think I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
The next time I go over there, I'm going to bring framed pictures.
Yes.
But they're not going to be of me and my kids.
Okay.
Or my family.
Okay.
Okay. They're going to be pictures of strangers.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to leave them throughout the home.
Yes.
And I want to say, first of all, I want to make them think they're going crazy. Who the hell is this? But it's not going to be the picture from the frame.
Yeah.
No. It's going to be like, I'm going to take pictures of people here in the office.
Yeah.
Frame them, put them in the house. And then slowly but surely, I want them to emotionally unravel because they don't know what's going on.
Be like, who is this? We don't know any Vietnamese boys, do we?
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We're talking about fraud, obviously. And Kevin has all the details about how much was spent on Pokemon. By who, with what, and what happens now.
Okay, so a 34-year-old man from Iowa, he used his company credit card, okay, to buy $140,000 worth of Pokemon cards.
$140,000 of Pokemon cards?
Yeah!
That feels like an entire store's inventory of Pokemon cards.
Oh, no.
Why are you saying it was such jubilance?
Yeah. Because he is so smart. Like, why haven't I thought about this?
Kevin?
What?
That's really bad.
No, it's not. I could expense stuff.
I don't think you can.
What do you mean?
Because I want to do what he does. He works for a transport corporation, okay?
Okay, what's the name of it?
Rural, R-U-A-N. So he's probably saying, hey, sorry, I bought all these cards, quote unquote. They're like train cards or whatever, you know, when you go on the train. And he's like, oh, I gotta expense it, sorry.
Oh, wait, what do you think that this company does?
Does trains?
Why does he think they're a train company?
I don't know.
It's
transportation.
It's a trucking company.
Trucking,
it's
even
a huge
better.
Trucking company.
Do you know how much those wheels cost?
How much wheels
so
cost?
So you think this guy has to go get his own wheels?
Yes, to get them fixed because, I got a flat on, I don't know, near Anaheim where the Pokemon festival is going.
I see. Uh-huh. Okay.
And I had to get a new tire. That's why it was so expensive.
You don't think that they would have gone like, why did this purchase come from Jed's crazy Pokemon collection
right
inside the Anaheim Convention
Not
Center?
Not to mention, why is it only $25.99?
They
however
don't ask you about that. And also, he could buy a very expensive card worth $5,000 easily. Like 10 of those, done.
I do want to point out that he was arrested.
Okay, and he's only serving 4 months.
So for you, this would be worth it? You think he gets to keep all those Pokemon cards?
You can't catch them all, right?
Well, he's got to pay the company back at least.
Who?
Isn't that the slogan, Pokemon catch them all?
Yeah, gotta catch them all. Katie!
Literally.
Okay, Kevin, I can't believe I have to say this. Don't embezzle from the company.
I'm not embezzling. I have a good reason for it.
Is it a business reason?
Yes.
Okay, what is the business reason?
An enjoyment of an employee.
Okay.
So you think embezzlement is fine as long as it's for a good cause?
We are the yes.
And you think the good cause is just whatever makes you happy?
Not whatever makes us happy, but makes the whole company happy.
And
because happy workers mean happy employees means happy customers.
You know, he's got me there.
Yeah.
There's an awful lot of corporate speak going around in almost everybody's corporation about, like, listen, we want you to have a good work, home life balance.
Right, balance.
We want you to be happy and stuff like that. Okay, well, then let me buy $100,000 worth of Pokemon cards.
Absolutely.
So, you know what? Worth a shot.
Yes. Okay, so how do I request
and then you get four
card?
Months off.
Yeah.
Because of prison.
And free meals.
And, well, you probably lost the job, too, but maybe it's a job you don't want.
I mean, I could flip all the Pokemon cards I just bought.
So how do you think you get a company credit card? First of all, this conversation's not helping.
I ask.
Okay, ask who?
I just go, hey, you know those moments where we're out at events and there's, like, no money? Can I use a company credit card for that? And they'll be like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
But that's not in your name. That would be
okay,
some,
and?
That would be somebody else's
okay,
credit card.
Okay, so we're going to add credit card
fraud.
It's not fraud.
If you use it for Pokemon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, it's the company. So I'm not frauding. I'm saying I work for the company.
Okay.
Okay. You know what?
It's hard to follow sometimes, but.
Good, because that's how the judge is going to feel. Can't follow. Can't send.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.